Sunny 101.9 WKQS, Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand. It's a Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and we've got a special guest in the studio with us this morning, Christina Anderson with us in the studio. She is a local coordinator for International Experience. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And International Experience is, it is really an opportunity to have a great experience. It has to do with exchange students. Tell us a little bit about what International Experience is.
International Experience is a nonprofit organization. It was founded in Germany, but we have our U.S. based. It has several affiliates overseas in Iceland, China, Montenegro, Switzerland. We're based in the United States in 2005. It's a great experience for us to place exchange students from other countries with families here in the United States, especially here in the UP.
You've had some exchange students come to Ishmael High School.
Yes, we recently. Have. Yes.
Yeah.
And we have students at Westwood High School.
Okay.
Westwood is my school, district.
I see.
And we've had West students there. And I also have had an exchange student in my own home.
Ah, well, it makes for a very unique learning experience for the student, obviously, that who wants to come to America and find out more about the ways and cultures here, but also for the host families to find out more about their cultures, correct?
It is. It's a great learning experience. It's a great opportunity for the host families to learn more about another person's country, but also to learn that country's views of our country.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that we learned with our exchange student.
What are you looking for when you're looking for a host family? What are some of the criteria and some of the responsibilities that they would have?
The biggest criteria we're looking for is a loving family that can provide a home for the student and treat them as one of their own. The only criteria is we do a application process, and it's application process. They can fill out the application and then change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I would come into the home and do a short home interview, look over everything, see where the student would sleep at. And that's pretty much all there is. The students bring their own spending money, are fully medically insured. So the family, the host family, all we're asking is for them to volunteer to bring a student into their home and provide room and board.
What length of time are we usually looking at with something like this?
Well, we do mostly full school year placements for two semesters, but I do have students available for first semester and second semester placements.
And you did this yourself, so just a little bit about your experience with it. Was it kind of daunting at first when you thought, oh, we're bringing somebody in, or it was something you were interested in from the get-go, and then how did it grow from there?
It's sort of funny, actually. My husband and I had never talked about it. I had actually been talking with a neighbor about it and thought, this is a great experience, but I have a 14-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and I thought maybe it was a little early to do something with the girls being so little that they might not remember it as much. Then one night I got a phone call and an email from the coordinator asking if we would be interested in doing this. We had been referred as a family, as a possible family. And I talked to my husband that night about it, said, send us more information, and we'll do that. Within 24 hours, we were picking out our student. And we absolutely loved the experience.
Where was your student from?
She was from Sweden.
Oh, okay.
So, and actually, everyone probably may have heard of her. She was very publicly out there. Her name was Marika Alvin. She was in the Santa Lucia program. She was in the parade. She had Marquette Christmas parade. She had several radio interviews. She was on Finland Calling. So she was out there quite a bit.
What do you want folks to know? What do you want folks out there to consider when it comes to this program and maybe having the opportunity to bring some exchange students to not only their families, but maybe to the schools or whatnot? What's the message you want to send to them?
Well, I want families to understand first that it's a volunteer basis. We ask room, them to provide room and board. But I want them to understand that these students that come here are go through a very competitive application process to come. And this is one of their life dreams. You know, they want to come to the U.S. to see the United States, to be part of the United States. I think this year, this coming school year especially, will be important because of it being an election year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great time for foreign students to experience everything going on in the U.S. and the election process. I really would like families to, you know, take the opportunity to bring a student into their home, learn their culture, and at the same time, learn more about our own culture that from outsiders' eyes.
What are some of the places that people can find out information? Let's start with just getting in touch with you. What is the easiest way to do that?
The best way to get in touch with me is my cell phone, which is 250-1500. Fairly easy to remember.
250-1500.
And then the next place would be our website, which is www.ie-usa.com. They can fill out an application online right there, and it will get bumped right to me. So that way I can contact them. The, as I said earlier, the application is no obligation. They can fill it out. I can contact them. If they decide they're not interested, that's great. That's no problem. You know, we have lots of families out there that are willing to take students. So it's, that's the best way, I think. We have an 800 number, but I think it's easier to remember my number and the website.
Well, it's interesting that it'll just kick it. It'll keep it in the local area with the local coordinator. So again, that's ie-usa.com, or you can reach Christina at 250-1500. Christina Anderson with us this morning, local coordinator. Christina, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.